You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
The Holy Spirit is a divine third person in the triune God. We can know Him, experience Him, and fellowship with Him. Learn more about this truth in week one of our series, Make Room.
Alright, good afternoon, 5 p.m. service. Now today, we're starting off or kicking off a brand new series called Make Room. And if you're wondering what this is all about, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. Who He is, what He does, why it's important for us to have a good understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. And that's why we're having this series, for us to have a better understanding on who the Holy Spirit is, what He does, and as a result, we will live Spirit-empowered lives. Because this is one of those things that we can't afford to miss out, and we can't afford to say that we don't need to learn more about the Holy Spirit, or we don't need to know who the Holy Spirit is, because this is essential. Something that's really important. What better way to kick off this series than this week? Because this week, believers all over the world are also celebrating Pentecost week. When we say Pentecost week, we are remembering that time when the Holy Spirit for the first time came upon the apostles when they were huddled together on a room waiting for the Holy Spirit to come, just as Jesus promised. And they received the Holy Spirit. And throughout this week, believers all over the world are celebrating that. So what better way than to kick off this series than this week on Pentecost week? Now, for our first installment today, we're going to talk about the person of the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is. And as I said a while ago, it's essential for us to have a good understanding of what the Holy Spirit does. Knowing this will have a profound impact in our lives. It's kind of like if you try to study math. In math, you can expect to understand and proceed to calculus if you don't know how to add, subtract, or do the basic principles in math. The same thing for us to have a good perspective or understanding of who God is. For us to have a proper theology on who God is, we can't miss out or overlook study about the Holy Spirit. It's essential for us to know who the Holy Spirit is and what He does. And why is it such a big deal on knowing who the Holy Spirit is? And for this first installment, we're going to talk about the person of the Holy Spirit, who He is. When you hear the word Holy Spirit, what comes into your mind? Is it some kind of holy-looking dove? Is it just like that, bang Holy Spirit? Is it some spirit animal? Or is the Holy Spirit some cosmic, mystical force? Is this abstract entity or energy going through the universe or something? Is inana bang Holy Spirit? I'm not saying green siya like Yoda, but is He some kind of force? Or because our understanding of the Holy Spirit is so small, we don't really know who He is. He's some unknown figure, unknown person. Kisa bang Holy Spirit? More siya ninja. Hindi mo makitaan, hindi mo may bahuan. Unknown siya, mysterious siya. If you have your Bibles with you, can you turn into John chapter 14, verse 16 to 18. Verse 16, it says there, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells within you, and He will be in you." Verse 18, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." Just a bit of background before we unravel or go to the verses we just read a while ago. If you look at church history, you'd come to understand that the early church didn't know much about the Holy Spirit as well, but they met several times in church history to try and understand a general understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. In fact, in one time in a period of church history, they met the bishops in the church, the leaders of our church. They met together trying to come into one page to try and understand who the Holy Spirit is. When we talk about who the Holy Spirit is, just to make the long story short, the Holy Spirit is basically a divine person and the third person in the triune God or the Godhead. And we can know Him, experience Him, and fellowship with Him. In essence, what we're trying to say here when we talk about the Holy Spirit Church is that the Holy Spirit is God. He's not some raw, abstract entity, some cosmic energy flowing in the universe, a spirit animal, or some kind of mystical being or something. The Holy Spirit is God. The one that we worship, the one that we come here every Sunday for, we hear His word, read His word, we worship Him, give Him praise. That God, He's not second to God. He's not some heavenly being that's serving God. No, He is God. And as we read a while ago, he's part of the triune God because we have one God in three persons. Now, the Father, the Son, which is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying we have three gods. No, we have only one God in three persons. If that racks your brain, that's okay, because that's what we call the mystery of the Trinity. There's no one who can fully explain and narrow down and box who God is, because that would be like trying to limit who God is. That would make us even greater than God, because kind of it define who is God. But what I want us to get, church, today is that the Holy Spirit is God, no less than God. That whenever we pray to God, whenever we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're talking about the same thing here. The Holy Spirit is God. Verse 16 of John chapter 14 says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." When Jesus said there will be another helper, the word "another" there comes from the Greek word allos, which means another of the same kind, another of the same essence. When Jesus said some helper is going to come, when he's talking to his apostles, he's talking about someone who is the same as him. A helper who is of the same essence as him, another of the same kind. We're not just talking about another heavenly being of lesser rank or something. We're talking about God himself, the Holy Spirit coming down on the apostles. It's not like when you look at basketball, kung na substitution sa basketball, we don't think for a second na ang mag-replace sa current player is exactly like the player. They're not of the same essence. They're different personalities, different characteristics. Yes, they're of the same team, but they're two different kinds of people. But the Holy Spirit, though he is distinct, he is the same essence with the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit is God. For some of us here today, whenever we talk about the Holy Spirit, we may feel weird talking about the Holy Spirit. There's this aspect of the Holy Spirit that we don't fully understand or don't get. Parang everything that's on the supernatural is lumped up with the Holy Spirit. Yes, there's an aspect of the supernatural. And yes, the Holy Spirit cannot be seen. He moves, even though we can't see him. And we don't need to be afraid or scared of the Holy Spirit, because he is God and he is with us. And it's something that Jesus wants us to receive. He says in verse 16, a helper is going to come. For all of us here today, believers and disciples of Jesus, this promise is for us. The Holy Spirit coming down for us. Now, let's take a look at what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. Basically, we know and we pinpoint that he is God. But specifically, his role of being part of the triune God, what does the Holy Spirit do in our lives? Firstly, the Holy Spirit helps us. In verse 16 of John chapter 14, we see here, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper." One of the nicknames of the Holy Spirit, that he's the helper. In some translations, he's like the counselor. He helps us. It says here, to be with us or to be with you forever. How many of you ever found yourself in a tight situation, in a problem or an obstacle or a challenge? I believe all of us. There's no person out there who has a problem-free kind of life. We've talked about this in the Gospel Demonstrated series. As believers, we should not be surprised when trials, tribulations, or problems happen in our lives. That's part of being a believer. We will experience challenges. The question is how we will respond to them. And the good thing with us is that we're not alone in facing our challenges. Jesus said a helper is with us, and he will help us. And the good thing here is that he is with us forever. Verse 26 of John chapter 14 also says, "But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." When we say helper in another translations, it means comforter. It comes from the Greek word parakletos, which is called alongside to assist. The Holy Spirit, when he's upon us, when he's in us, he helps us. And when we say he helps us, he doesn't just pat our back and okay rana, ihilak rana. He's not just some shoulder for us to lean on or to cry on. But the Holy Spirit, when he helps us, he also encourages us to move forward, to face whatever we need to face. In some translations of the Bible, he is called the encourager. Not just the helper, not just the comforter, but the encourager. If our friends or loved ones, they encourage us when we feel down and we feel like we don't want to do anything else anymore. They encourage us to move forward. And the same thing with the Holy Spirit, church. When you're down on your knees, when you feel alone, when you feel left out, when you feel broken and defeated, take note of this, the Holy Spirit is still with you. He doesn't depart from us. When Jesus promised us that the Holy Spirit is going to come on us, and when we receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit does not depart and leave us. Rather, there's something in our lives that's hindering us from being more sensitive to Him. It may be because we're not reading our Bibles, or we're being too preoccupied with other things. But the fact remains that the Holy Spirit remains in us, remains with us through our high times and our low times. So the good thing is there is someone there to comfort, to encourage us in our darkest moments. How many of you here today are thankful for those moments when people encourage you in your tough times? It's good to have people encourage us. Now, how much more 24/7 you have the Holy Spirit with you, who is an encouragement to you, who will comfort you, who will help you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He comforts us. In another Greek translation, it also means an advocate, like a lawyer here. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. He helps us. He advocates for us. He defends us. The second thing that the Holy Spirit does is that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. The Spirit of truth, meaning the Holy Spirit leads us into whole truth. Whenever we read our Bibles and there's something there that we understand, we get, when you have those moments, guess what? It's not just your intellect working there, but it's the Holy Spirit leading you to understand what you're reading in the Bible. In fact, the very reason why we could know things about God, be sensitive about God's leading in our lives, about the Bible, everything about that, is because of the Holy Spirit. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. The very reason why you came to know Christ is because the Holy Spirit is leading you to know who God is or know who Jesus is. He leads us into all truth. The Holy Spirit speaks to us and guides us. Kaya nga, person ng Holy Spirit. He has intelligence. He's a person. He speaks to us and He guides us. John chapter 16 verse 13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. Anyone here, you've gotten lost when you were traveling? I believe all of us at one point now, alata. But good thing now, we have so many tools to help us. For some of you, you use Waze. Napayingon, turn left, turn right. Waze helps us get to point A to point B. But in the olden times, they would use a compass to tell them where they needed to go. Some people would use the stars, or if all hope seems lost, mong tanay lang tao, asa ka din mapunta. The point is, all those stuff I mentioned a while ago helps us get to where we need to go. They guide us in the right direction. The same thing with the Holy Spirit. He guides us. He speaks to us. He guides us. Him being the Spirit of truth, He cannot lead us into something that's contrary to truth. The Holy Spirit doesn't lead us to go against God or to do something that is not truthful or to come into a conclusion that is not of the truth, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. In fact, it was the Holy Spirit who divinely inspired the Bible writers. But yes, the Bible is divinely inspired by God, but it was written by men. And the way that it happened and why there is no error, it is free from error. When you put together all the books in the Bible, it's because the Holy Spirit was working through those people. He was guiding them as He was forming the Word of God. Even though all the books in the Bible are separated by several hundreds of years, they still come together as one book, as the Word of God. It's possible only because of the Holy Spirit guiding all those authors, guiding all those people, from the gospel writers to Paul and his letters to the Old Testament writers. It all comes together, and it's because of the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit speaks and guides us. He is the Spirit of truth. So if ever, church, you find yourself, there's something you don't understand in the Bible, you have a question about God, you don't know how to speak or answer one of your Victory Group members, or somewhere doing one-to-one thing, someone na only Lord, oh, kastadi ani, how do I do this? The Holy Spirit is there to guide us, to give us the wisdom we need, to help us understand. It may not happen instantly, but with the Holy Spirit, we will be able to understand all the more the things of God. apart from the Holy Spirit leading us into truth, we would only come into errors. The Holy Spirit leads us into truth. The third thing that the Holy Spirit does is that the Holy Spirit empowers us. It means to give power. Verse 17 to 18 says there, "You know him, for he dwells within you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." Jesus says, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And there's a purpose to why the Holy Spirit dwells in us. There's a purpose why Jesus said, "I'm going to send another helper." Kasi pwede naman mo sa Jesus, "I'm going to go back to heaven. Bye, apostles. Go, preach the gospel. Kaya ninyo niya." And he's going to go back. And he's not going to send the Holy Spirit. But why did Jesus say another helper is going to come? Why do we need the Holy Spirit in our lives? Yes, he guides us when we need stuff to understand about God, when we need wisdom, when deciding something, helps us when we're down. But not just that. We need the Holy Spirit in lives for us to be victorious believers, victorious Christians. And not just in a sense now for our own benefit, but for us to be effective and victorious in preaching the gospel. The reason why it says there the Holy Spirit empowers us is because the Holy Spirit gives us the power that we need to effectively and boldly preach and demonstrate the gospel. We talked about in the past series the importance of the gospel, the importance of living out the gospel. In this installment, I must be reminded that apart from the Holy Spirit, we cannot be effective in preaching and living out the gospel. All on our own, we will always fail. We need the Holy Spirit. Acts 1 verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." This is from the book of Acts. It says that we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. The power that we need to be effective witnesses. If you're here today and you've always wanted to preach the gospel, to disciple your friends, your co-workers, or your family members, you're thinking, "Di na ako kaya. I feel like I'm not smart enough. I'm not equipped enough. I'm not eloquent enough. I'm not good enough." If you have all those reasons to hinder you from preaching the gospel, guess what? With the Holy Spirit, the power that comes from the Holy Spirit will enable us to be effective witnesses. Let me just share the story from the Bible itself. See, Peter. You guys know Peter, right? The Apostle Peter. Probably the most reckless, the most impulsive of the disciples. And at one point in his life, when Jesus was captured and about to be crucified, Peter was hiding. He didn't want to be associated with Jesus. He denied Jesus 3 times. And yet, when he received the Holy Spirit, when they were in that room, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter walked out of the room and preached the gospel to a huge crowd. On its own, we think, grabe ka, bold si Peter mo preach, isa maulaw mo preach. But not just that, in their time, the Christians were being hunted down. As a believer of Christ, you could be imprisoned, killed, tortured, or whatever. But Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, we're talking about the same guy who denied Jesus 3 times, walked out with boldness, with confidence, and preached the gospel. And from his preaching, over 3,000 were added to their number. Can you imagine that? Nag-preach siya. Over 3,000 ang nag-give sa life nila kan Jesus. And take note, Peter was a fisherman. He was not some college professor. He was not the most eloquent, intelligent person that there was. He was not a Pharisee. He was not trained in the art of preaching or something. But the reason why he was effective in doing so is because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave him the power, enabled him to preach effectively. And in doing so, 3,000 people's lives were forever changed. Okay, the Holy Spirit is greatly important. See, when we receive the Holy Spirit, it's like receiving a gift, church. God wants us to receive the Holy Spirit. We're going to unpack more of that in the next couple of weeks. The supernatural part of having the Holy Spirit work in us. And we don't need to be weirded out by that or afraid of it. But rather, I want us to look at it this way. Receiving the Holy Spirit is like a gift from God. God wants us to receive this. Because He knows we need the Holy Spirit for us to be effective and victorious witnesses. It's kind of like when you play a game, like mga power-ups. Kamalim mo na yung mga power-ups sa video games, di ba? Importante siya. You can't finish the game sometimes you don't have those power-ups. The same thing with the Holy Spirit. We can't live our lives victoriously apart from the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. As I wrap up this installment about who the Holy Spirit is, His person, I want to remind us with the very first thing I said about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. He is God. The very God that we worship, pray to, that is the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit in us, we will be able to do amazing things. The amazing things that nakita po sa apostles when they preached powerfully, when they healed the sick, like Peter healing the sick. When Peter doing those miracles, guess what? All those things are possible when the Holy Spirit is at work in us. That's why, church, we can afford to miss this out. We can't afford to live our lives missing out the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. That's like going to a hotel only to realize on the last thing, ana day free eat all you can buffet. The whole time, nag-nisan cup noodles lang ka. Can you imagine that? You're missing out something. The same thing with the Holy Spirit. God does not want you to miss out the Holy Spirit. But here's the thing. If we want the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, we must seek to glorify Christ and we must make much of the Word of God. For all of us here today, we want to know more of the Holy Spirit. We can't wait for next week. And that's good. We want to know about the Holy Spirit. What we need to do simply is to seek and to glorify Christ and to fill ourselves with the Word of God. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He uses the Word of God, the Word of truth, to lead us. So the more we fill ourselves with God's Word, the more the Holy Spirit is able to lead us into truth. If we want the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, we must seek to glorify Christ and we must make much of the Word of God. At the end of the day, it all boils down to reading the Word of God, getting filled with God's Word. And as we do so, we get sensitive to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is God. And may we make room for the prompting, the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When we say make room in this series, we're not just talking about giving accommodation for the Holy Spirit, but we're talking about surrendering and yielding to His leading, to His prompting, and to His guidance in our lives. May we make room, church, for the Holy Spirit.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorytumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.